Who was Caleb Hornblower? The question interrupted Libby's work throughout the evening. Her interest in the Kolbari Islanders didn't even come close to her growing fascination with her unexpected and confusing guest. Who was he, and what was she going to do about him? The trouble was, she had a whole list of unanswered questions that applied to her odd patient, Caleb Hornblower. Libby was a great list maker, and a woman who knew herself well enough to be aware that all her organizational talents were eaten up by her work. Who was he? Why had he been flying through a storm at midnight? Where did he come from, and where had he been going? Why had a simple paperback novel sent him into a panic? Why had he kissed her? Libby pulled herself up short there. That particular question wasn't important. It wasn't even relevant. He hadn't really kissed her, she reminded herself. And whether he had or hadn't wasn't the issue. It was gratitude, she decided, and began to nibble on her thumbnail. He'd only been trying to show her that he was grateful to her. Libby certainly understood that a kiss could be a very casual gesture. It was part of Western culture. Over the centuries, it had become as unimportant as a smile or a handshake. It was a sign of friendship, affection, sympathy, gratitude, and desire. She bit down harder on her nail. Not all societies used the kiss, of course. Many tribal cultures... she was lecturing again, Libby thought in disgust. She looked down at her hands, and she was biting her nails. That was a bad sign. What she needed was to get her mind off Hornblower for a while and fill her stomach. Pressing a hand to it, Libby rose. She wasn't going to get any work done this way, so she might as well eat. Since Caleb's room was dark, she passed it by, telling herself she'd check on him when she came back up. Sleep was undoubtedly more essential to his recovery than another meal. There was a low rumble of thunder as she descended the stairs. Another bad sign, she thought. At this rate, it would be days before she could get him down the mountain. Perhaps someone was already looking for him. Friends, family, business associates, a wife or a lover. Everyone had someone.